ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead memorial devotional service family members worldwide. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 206, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day. In chronological order, this unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Deuteronomy chapter 8. Holy Father God, I praise you, and Holy Father God, I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would give us the energy and the strength, the unction and the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to read and to understand and to obey and to respect and honor and cherish and love your Holy Word today and share it with others and preach the gospel unto others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Deuteronomy chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good. At thy latter end, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your powerful holy word. Thank you, Lord, even though I have read this passage many times in the past, I thank you for still speaking to my heart anew every time I read it. And I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And I pray that you'll help us to obey the principles in your holy word. And use us to disciple others and to preach your holy gospel to those who don't know you. And we pray that others would come to know your Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and welcome to all of the Standing Between the Living and the Dead Memorial Devotional family members from around the world. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode 856, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, and or the Matthew Henry Commentary, or some other reputable commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book and the law of God distinctly. And gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and saved from the eternal burning hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today we are reading Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray that by the power of your Holy Ghost, you would give us understanding of your holy word as we read it. And I pray that you will help us to apply it to our lives and to be a shining light and witness to others through your holy gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Now here is the sense of it, if you will, here is the understanding of it, first from the Matthew Henry commentary. The sins of Zion were her worst enemies. God will take away her sins, and then no other enemies shall hurt her. Those who profess religion must adorn their profession by godliness and honesty. A city of truth and a mountain of holiness. Jerusalem is peaceable and prosperous. Verses 4, 5 beautifully describe a state of great outward peace, attended with plenty, temperance, and contentment. The scattered Israelites shall be brought together. The scattered Israelites shall be brought together from all parts. God will never leave nor forsake them in a way of mercy. For this he has promised to them, and they shall never leave nor forsake him in a way of duty, as they have promised him. These promises were partly fulfilled in the Jewish church. Betwixt the captivity and the time of Christ's coming, and they had full accomplishment in the gospel church, but the full import must be as to the future times of the Christian church, or the future restoration of the Jews. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So far are God's thoughts and ways above ours. In the present low state of vital godliness, we can hardly conceive that so complete a change can be made. But a change thus extensive and glorious can be brought to pass by the almighty power of the new creating Spirit. In less time than he was pleased to employ in creating the world, let the hands of all who labor in the cause of the gospel be strong, serving the Lord in true holiness, assured that their labor shall not be in vain. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. And thank you, Lord, for giving us a better understanding of it. Help us to apply it to our lives and to share it with others and to proclaim your holy gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, in keeping with the spirit of the standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional service, we continue to read what I have called the family verses. Today, God speaks to fathers and to parents. Ephesians 6:4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Yesterday was Father's Day, and more people are realizing the value of fathers, some even more so than mothers. Of course, we need both. But I brought out yesterday that the father is to be the chief parent in the home. This is what God is saying here, that not only is the father the head of the wife, he's the head of the children as well. And it's high time that fathers stop delegating all of the raising of the children to the mother. The father in the home today needs to understand that the chief parent is the father. The wife is, and the mother is to serve as a helpmeet. And if you have a great helpmeet to help you raise the children, then things will go a whole lot better. For if you have boys and girls, you need a father and a mother. And that's just the reality. And both parents need to do their job. And then the children will turn out well and have a good balance in life. At this time, in keeping with the spirit of the standing between the living and the dead service, which I believe has been 400, we're right at 400 services. By the grace of God, let's pray for others. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for all people who name the name of Christ, who say they are believers. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray, and to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and repent, and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for all people in government, in the ministry of government, from the president on down across his administration, and we pray, Lord, for the salvation of all government ministers in every area of government. Police officers, the sheriff and his deputies, and Lord, we pray for everybody in government, not only in America but around the globe. We pray for all of the premiers and potentates and all of the prime ministers and presidents. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that you'll lead, guide, and direct these people, save their souls and change their lives, and cast the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will deliver and bless and protect all who are persecuted in this country and around the globe. and give them grace for their trying hours and for their dying hours, if you call them to do that. But we pray that you would deliver them from that. And Holy Father God, we pray now for the salvation of the lost in this country and around the globe. We pray for the revival of the saved in this country and around the globe. We pray for the healing of the sick in this country and around the globe according to your will. And if we meet your conditions. And Lord, we pray for the comfort of those who are grieving and mourning by the millions, the sudden death of loved ones from the coronavirus plague. Draw them to yourself for salvation and for comfort. And Holy Father God, we pray for a few of these families by name. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas Pastor Marty Waldrop. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Jacob Thick Katil. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Jacob Sharith. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Bernard Thatil. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Jose Thekkara. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in the lives of these family members. Comfort them as only you can. And Lord, have your Holy Spirit to not give them rest until they come to know your Savior. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for the thousands who have sent in prayer requests. And we pray for a few by name. And we pray that you would hear and answer their prayers and hear and answer our prayers. Lord, for them. And we pray that, Lord, you would bless them with salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material blessings. We pray the same for these people, and we also pray, Lord, for their specific requests. We pray for Marie. Please protect her daughter from people who mean her harm. We pray for Tim. Help him to fully overcome drunkenness and depression, open his eyes, and give him purpose to live. Help his mother, Dana, to recover. We pray for Emmanuel in India. Help Ashvini to make full recovery. We pray, Lord, for Nancy in Virginia, provide her with a new car. And we pray for Robert, help them provide for the widows and orphans. Bless them with the money they need to secure the 3 church properties and have your will to be done regarding the demolition and relocation. Completely heal and strengthen Francis and Dora. Heal Melanie's eyes and provide her with enough money for eye surgery. And now, Lord, we pray for the people who have gotten saved through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry, in the thousands. And we pray, Lord, for a few by name Help them all to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Leslie, Eric, Christina, Charles, Lapello. And Holy Father God, we pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to Christ through the preaching of your word, through this ministry. We pray for the thousands who have done that, but we pray for a few by name. We pray for Angela, Tibello, Elder, Mode, and Yvonne. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.
Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time, the word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins past and to truly repent of my sins present and to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.